China is pretty much flush with cash right now. They are one of the few countries that is actually doing well in this global recession. Part of that is because of its trade deficit with the United States. But, you know, China does have some money to spend, and it's actively going out and purchasing companies, making deals with other countries for their, you know, oil, gas, mineral assets in return for future shipments of oil and gas to China. We cited a couple of examples. The China Development Bank struck a deal with Brazil's state oil company. They're going to lend them up to about $10 billion if this deal goes through in exchange for future shipments of oil. Now, you know, some are concerned that, you know, this is going to kind of give China some leverage with these countries and maybe against the United States that it shouldn't have in the future. You know, if China has lent Brazil some money and wants oil back, or maybe wants some kind of a monopoly on oil shipments, that could pose a problem for a lot of countries. But there are other economists who we talk to who say, look, it's probably not going to be that way, that China doing this will give these companies and these countries some much-needed cash that they need to do research and development. It'll end up putting more oil on the market for everybody, and everybody will benefit. So, you know, there are people saying that that China could be leveraging this for its own gain in the future, but others who say that this is actually going to be good for the world economy.
I'm surprised. Where are they getting this money?
Well, they've got, I mean, a lot of it is because of its trade deficit with the United States. The Chinese have been bringing in a lot of cash from that deficit, and have you know, Chinese businesses have been they've got a surplus of cash that their own investment bank can kind of stockpile. So they've got the cash to spend, and they're actively pursuing interests that they feel can make the money in the future. I mean, they've signed a deal with Iran to develop natural gas reserves in the Persian Gulf. They are buying up. They're investing $19 billion in Australia's a huge mining company, Rio Tinto, which is essentially going to save that company because the company is just roiled with debt right now. But a lot of people look at this and say, "Boy, they're getting their hands in a lot of these companies in foreign countries that might make the Chinese even more money and give the Chinese more leverage and leverage that we don't necessarily think they should have." But again, others say that this is kind of the way business is done all over the world. Part of the concern, Amy, is that the Chinese companies that are investing in companies like this Australian mining company have ties to the Chinese communist regime. Now, when American companies go and do mergers and acquisitions overseas, these are private companies, and their decisions are made for their own bottom line. These Chinese companies do have ties to the Chinese regime, and it's thought that maybe if they're doing the buying here, then these companies who they're buying and the countries in which they're doing business might be somehow beholden to the Chinese in the future, and that makes some people uncomfortable.
And, of course, it was just last week where the Chinese leadership was publicly saying that they were worried about the amount of debt that the United States was carrying.
That's right, because they've bought up some of that debt, and they've invested in some of that and are making some of the loans here. So, yes, they are worried about it. But, this is kind of the way business is done on the world economic stage. And, there are people, again, who say, look, this is the Chinese are just really putting money into businesses that need it, and let's just see how these businesses do. This could really end up pulling the world out of the global recession if China's investments here are fairly successful.
And you've also been talking to analysts about a top Russian military official who's been saying that they're looking to land some strategic bombers in Cuba, maybe deploying them there, keeping them there. Boy, you know, you wait around long enough, everything old is new again. This sounds so familiar.
That's right. This Russian Air Force general said that they may want to land strategic bombers in Cuba, not base them there, but land them there to fly around the Caribbean and basically spy on American planes. Venezuela has also offered one of its airfields off the northern coast of Venezuela in the Caribbean for the Russians to land on to use as well. You know, Venezuela and Cuba clearly are doing this to maybe tweak the United States. Cuba actually has not commented much on this, and there's some discussion as to whether the Cubans really want the Russians to do this. Now, the Russians, it's viewed as somewhat of a posturing move. We're certainly not going back to the days of the Cuban Missile Crisis. The Russians are doing this because they're upset with American maneuvers in the Black Sea. The American Navy maneuvers there about once a year. They sent ships there last year when Russia invaded Georgia. And, you know, Russia does not like American maneuvers right on its doorstep. They don't like the U.S. missile shield that's going up in Poland and the Czech Republic, which is also right on their doorstep. So they're basically doing this to say, look, if you can exercise your sphere of influence right in our backyard, we can certainly do it in yours.
I see. So it's playing politics to the nth degree, but not necessarily, like you said, not necessarily the classic Cuban Missile Crisis.
No, and frankly, you know, U.S. officials have said openly they don't view this deal with the planes flying around as much of a threat. You know, these are strategic bombers. They can fire cruise missiles, but they are more likely to be used just to kind of surveil what the American Navy is doing in the Caribbean.